Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Katie Nolan. That is Pablo Torre. That is Israel Gutierrez. And legally, I'm required, Izzy, to ask you, how's your unicorn?
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's inside the shirt. It's a little gimmicky. I've actually worn this shirt
Wait,
outside.
this is an excuse
It's
to
weird.
take off your shirt, isn't it?
It's not. It really isn't. No.
You're not going to do it?
Mm-mm.
You're not going to do the thing where you put it
You
over your
sure?
head and we can see the unicorn?
No.
Why'd you wear
I
this
mean,
shirt?
I'll do it as long as you don't see anything
Yeah.
other
Oh,
than
God forbid.
My actual shirt. You tell me, is the unicorn face up yet? Is it going to be higher?
A little bit. No, no, you're taking it off too much. Put your shirt more on. Put your
yeah,
shirt
remember,
on
more. Remember when the answer to that question was no? Which QB has more to prove tonight, Mac Jones or Cam Newton?
Oh, the Patriots are playing Washington football team at Gillette. Football is back. Cam Newton has essentially been named the starter. We all know Bill Belichick is pretty high on Cam Newton, who was all right before he got COVID. He had a pretty fine start to last season. And Mac Jones are both expected to play in this game. So if the question is who has more to prove, it's kind of a question about whose expectations, who your expectations for are higher. It's the wrong way to use those prepositions, but Pablo can't correct me because it's my take. So I'm just leaving it at that.
I'm judging you, though.
Mac yeah. Jones in practice is trending upward. People are very high on him. He was obviously a first round pick. There's a lot of, I guess you would say, pressure. I don't know that you would say expectations necessarily. If you're a rookie and you come in and you do well, then that looks good for you. If you do poorly, there's also a number of things you could blame that on. It could be that he's not behind the first team O-line. It could be that he's seeing a stronger defense on the other side of the ball. And it's the matchups of preseason games can cover a lot of sins. Cam Newton, on the other hand, people have always counted Cam Newton out. For whatever reason, for whatever number of reasons, there have always been a large group of people who are excited or willing to see Cam Newton fail. And so I would say Cam Newton probably has more to prove tonight, whether or not I believe that to be fair. I think that he's, you know, if you're comparing his last year's, last summer, his last training camp to this training camp, he's doing a little bit worse, but those don't really match up for the same reasons we just talked about. So I think Cam Newton has more to prove tonight, but I'm excited to see them both, to be honest.
Yeah, you're getting very anti-Zach Wilson vibes out of New England, right? They're not telling you he's struggling, but maybe one day will be Peyton Manning. Even in minicamps, they're saying this guy looks amazing. He comes right out the box, and they say his IQ is great, his leadership is great, and it just makes you curious, right? And so there was even one situation one time in practice where they pulled sort of the backup lineman and put the starting lineman in front of Mac Jones to give him a little bit more time so that they could see what he can do back there. And I think that's very intriguing. That's exactly what these, you know, these games are for, training camp is for, preseason games are for. But in the same way that Mac is just Cam backwards, it feels like the offense would have to be two different types of offenses for both of these quarterbacks to actually participate, right? The Cam offense is a lot of running, a lot of him taking beatings, which, by the way, I don't really recommend in a preseason game. I feel like you've seen everything you can see from Cam, but that's the type of offense you wouldn't expect Mac to be around, right? You expect him to throw the ball a lot more, and maybe Bill Belichick is that kind of a wizard where he can sort of manage both offenses within a game, but it is interesting because it does feel like they're sort of making a decision between a Cam Newton offense or a Mac Jones offense. And if it's a Mac Jones offense this early, that is the biggest surprise of all of the training camps.
I'm still trying to wrap my brain around the profundity of Mac being Cam backwards. I think we're all still reeling from that. Because think about it. Look, if I am Cam Newton at this point, underneath my hat, the largest hat in the world, is also a ton of insecurity. Now, I know Cam Newton is wired differently than me. We use very different fonts, for instance, although Twitter this week must have been a real told you so, guys. We're getting closer to the Cam Newton version of the world that I thought we would get at some point, Cam Newton sort of religion. But listen, what I'm trying to say is that Cam Newton should be worried about his job. And it's not just because, as Katie alluded to, there are lots of people in New England who are very high on Mac Jones. It's also because Cam Newton last year just wasn't that good. And I think COVID is one obvious issue there, but also it's just the general trend line of a guy whose body has betrayed him in all sorts of ways, injury and virus wise and others. And so for me, the fact that Mac Jones is not going to be declared the starter because we know that Bill Belichick is going to keep this a competition for as long as he can, because we spent all of last offseason talking about Jared Stidham possibly threatening Cam Newton, even though I still don't think I've ever seen Jared Stidham's face. I do think we're going to keep arguing about this, which just means that Cam Newton is going to keep hearing about people who think that Mac Jones should have his job immediately, and that would make me very anxious personally.
Now is it time for the Cowboys to panic about Dak?
All right, just to recap, Dak last season played, what, almost five games and then was out with an ankle injury, underwent surgery 9 months ago. He's 9 months removed from surgery, comes back to practice July 28th. He hurts his arm. He has not practiced in 2 weeks. On Tuesday, we saw a video of him throwing 10-yard passes to Amari Cooper, who, fun reminder, is on the PUP list. And so then people were starting to think, okay, maybe he's coming back and everything's fine. And then yesterday, the Cowboys tweeted, and I want to read this exactly what they wrote. It's not a setback. It's not a reason to worry. But QB Dak Prescott is planning on getting another MRI. Now, listen. A lot of people like to be loud about what games I have and haven't played and therefore can or can't talk about on TV. I will tell That's you, right. I have played the game of being gaslit. I have been professionally gaslit in my life, and this is gaslighting. When somebody tells you not to worry before they even tell you what it is, and then they use language like he is planning on getting another MRI. That tells me more than just saying Dak Prescott has announced he is getting an MRI. This is like, hey, everybody calm down, calm down. There's nothing to worry about here, which, as I think a lot of women watching this will know, that's usually the number one sign there may be something to worry about here. So I don't know medically if now it's time to worry about Dak, but just based off of the way that the Cowboys handled this online, I would say I'd be a little worried about Dak.
Yeah, Katie, I just want you to know that we support you and we hear you. That is something that I want to make clear here. I do think this is kind of disturbing. Like the Cowboys update, I mean, basically any update really where someone's like, listen, you might want to sit down for this. I'm going to get a acronym. Like any acronym is disturbing. Like whatever it is, like you don't want to hear an acronym as the object in that sentence. And so for me, I think the Dak Prescott thing is worrisome at this point, not just because they need to take another MRI to figure out what's going on in that shoulder, but also because this is an injury that did not happen because of contact, right? The medical mystery here is that this is kind of like what a pitcher in Major League Baseball would experience. In fact, they went and called the Cowboys did, the Texas Rangers and the New York Yankees, which is hilarious because the only thing missing there, of course, was the Los Angeles Lakers doctor to finally unite all of the triangular Cowboy fan rooting interests there. But the point is, they don't know what's up. It feels like overuse, and that would be worrisome for me as a hypothetical Cowboys, Lakers, and also Yankees fan. Yes.
Do you guys remember the emergency broadcast system on your TV, right? It just comes up, and like when I was a kid, I never believed that thing. I was always skeptical. I was like, why are you telling me that there's possibly an emergency coming, but this isn't really an emergency? Is it another Bay of Pigs situation? Should I like hide under my desk somewhere? This feels very similar to that, of the Dallas Cowboys fans say, hey, nothing to worry about, nothing to worry about, just this giant emergency over here. And while, you know, you don't really know what it is, and he says he's going to power through it, and he's going to play until he can't anymore, the backup in Dallas, you guys know his name?
Oh, yeah, I think we've established that I would not know the answer.
Right, I looked it up. It's Garrett Gilbert. Gilbert, which is either two first names or the rare last name first, Garrett Gilbert. And I don't know who
Texas.
He is. I've never seen him play football. I don't think SMU maybe. But that does not leave me very happy or very satisfied or comforted if I am a Dallas Cowboys fan knowing that Dak is sort of on the mend here. So maybe I don't think that they're like being dishonest. I just don't think they know what's going on there. And that as a fan would have me absolutely frightened.
Up next on HQ.
You know, you do have to worry about though. Is keeping score, right? Don't you have to keep score yourself accurately?
There is that.
That could be a little bit tough. But look, he apparently has to petition the NCAA to make sure he's eligible. Let him golf.
Highly Questionable is brought to you by Heineken. Enjoy Heineken responsibly.
Time to play the game that's almost 15 years older than Derek Carr. And I feel great. Do you question?
You give us topics and events and we question them. I feel awful.
Superstar. Amazing.
Do you question if this is a reasonable mindset for Derek Carr?
Okay, Derek Carr, 30 years old, which some might say means he's getting a little older. But you know who isn't included in that sum? Derek Carr.
Me and Yannick were talking about this. He's like, you're 30 now? I was like, yeah, I'm 30 now. He's like, how do you feel? I was like, I feel like I'm 20. You know, I think, I honestly believe this, that like our generation, like the way that we've taken care of our bodies with football, I think like 30 is like the new 20, you know, like I feel like I could play another 15 years, like without a doubt, like nothing's hurting. You know, it's like middle of camp and I feel great.
God, I can't relate. I've never related to a video less of somebody being like, yeah, I'm 30, but my body is functioning. The way I've been taking care of it, it really is just running on all cylinders. Like, I believe him. I'm not calling him a liar. I'm just glad he said our generation in football is like, yeah, because it's not true across the board. I'll tell you that right now.
That is me every single time I leave my chiropractor's office. I feel amazing. Oof. I feel like I'm 34 again. You know, 44 is the new 34, they say. And then I get out of my car. And then I probably strain something. And then everything feels back to normal. So, Derek, just give it a little bit. I'm pretty sure you're going to start feeling training camp.
So Derek Carr is saying this because he feels, obviously, his own mortality. Like, that's the story behind the story. Here, Marcus Mariota is his backup. People really like Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota is younger. He was pretty good when he filled in for him in that one game last season. He's a backup seen as coveted around the league. And also because I think every quarterback now just thinks, like, it's totally fine and normal to presume you'll be Tom Brady at some point. Like, that's what's happened here. Everybody thinks 45 is within their grasp. Derek Carr said as much. And I mostly have questions here about Izzy's chiropractor because I watch those videos on TikTok and I'm like, I want that noise coming out of my neck.
It's scary,
but I don't
though.
Know if I actually should have those mm-hmm. noises coming out of my neck.
You have to really trust your chiropractor. They take the weight of your head in their hands and they just pop it to the side.
Oh, that's heavy. Like, that's a lot of weight. God.
I'd try to stay away from any aggressive move that, if I'd ever seen it in a movie, would have killed somebody.
Yes.
I would probably not let somebody else do that to me.
Yes.
Done it a couple of times. My chiropractor tends to stay away from my neck because it's not really a problem area.
Oh, cannot relate. Yeah, cannot relate. I would have someone show Ryuk and me in the neck if it could solve what I got going on.
My neck has never been a solution. It was born a problem.
Pablo, I don't know where you could set this up in your house, but there's this, it's essentially, imagine like a tiny hammock, okay? Like a tiny little
leather
hammock.
I'm already loving it.
I'm in so far, yeah.
And so you just hang it from something and it's like, you know, just have to find the right distance off the ground.
Do you put your head on it?
Your side.
Oh.
Just put your neck on it, right?
Hold on.
And it keeps you.
A neck hammock?
Yeah, essentially a neck hammock, yeah.
Well, why isn't it called that? What else could it possibly be called?
That's a good question. It might actually be called that, but they never.
Referring to this?
Uh-oh.
Oh my God, it's going to
Wow, you gotta be
kidding me. It was a big win for me on a Thursday.
One day, Liz came home and was like, what are you doing? And I had strung this up in front of my doorknob, and it was not
on,
a scene I could explain very easily.
How does it work?
How
so
am I
go like this. I never actually figured it out, honestly. But it's like this, and then you just sort of like...
Do you question if J.R. Smith has a promising future in golf?
J.R. Smith, this is a real story, and one that I very much enjoy, is enrolling in college. He's going to North Carolina A&T, and he intends to play golf.
To have that feeling and, you know, knowing that all of the game is pretty much on my own hands, and I don't have to, you know, worry about teammates to pass the ball to and getting receiving passes and playing defense, so I can just play my game and... You know, just have fun.
You know, you do have to worry about, though, is keeping score? Right? Don't you have to keep score yourself accurately?
There is that.
That could be a little bit tough. But look, he apparently has to petition the NCAA to make sure he's eligible. Let him golf.
Yeah. Oh, my. I mean, first off, like the idea that J.R. Smith is going to be like 21 jump streeting his life. Like, of course he is. This is perfect. We've always wanted this. I want to see J.R. Smith. Yeah. Take the SAT. I want to see him be in classes. I mean, the golf thing, he like loves golf authentically. I'm here for the documentary in which we just follow him around everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. I love J.R. Smith. I've always loved him. I hate him now. I hate him now because he's got that sweet golf swing. Let me let you a little bit inside. When this show is airing, I will actually be 30 minutes into a golf lesson. And I do not swing the way. I'm making this whole show about me, by the way, guys. Just, you're welcome.
I like it.
I cannot relate.
Swing like J.R. Smith, and it just ticks me off when somebody has that natural swing. He went from one perfectly good career as a professional athlete and now wants to show off and play another
one, rude.
Steph Curry. Ticks me off. Showing off, J.R. Showing off.
Have you guys seen J.R. Smith's yearbook page, though?
No.
Mm-mm. Because, yes, there Izzy is, high school Earl J. Smith Jr., nicknamed J.R., sports activities, basketball, quotes, just one, get chicks or die trying,
point. Exclamation point is an interesting choice.
And he is very much alive.
Okay. Nice. Really nice, Pablo.
Do you question if this is the toughest crustacean you've ever seen?
I've been told there's a setup video. We've seen this crab before. This is an old video.
Isn't this just the Little Mermaid?
Yeah, not a crab you want to run into in an alley.
Is this just Sebastian trying not to be cooked?
Is it really better now where it's wetter, you ask?
That's a crab.
Holding this knife.
He's just sick of being held against his will in a cage. But now we have a challenger for the throne. This is a lobster. Mm. Whoa.
Hey.
Wow. Whoa.
Get it, Larry.
Without a
Israel,
star.
The Israel Gutierrez of lobsters.
Gary is
Look
pushing.
Look at those abs.
Two plates of what? Watermelon rind, I believe that is. That is insane. Lobster goals.
Oh,
what they say in Friends?
Why is it the funniest
my lobster?
Thing I've seen today?
There you go. I'm
Izzy as a lobster. What was that? Was that two pieces? Was that two Uncrustables? It was a lobster bench pressing two Uncrustables on a stick. He's also just, if we're going to correct his form, he's going too fast. Slow down, Larry. It's not a race.
Looks like he's doing skull crushers, actually, which is for the
tricep. Oh, yes, that's what I was thinking. Looks like he's doing skull crushers, actually.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna ask Pablo when the last time he was at the gym, but he's wearing what looks like a Ben and Jerry's t-shirt over it. So I'm guessing it was a long time ago.
I feel like you've seen my neck pillow. You can extrapolate from there. Time to play the game that just got a text from Mina. Let me read it. Okay, I'm going to read this in her voice. more football!
It's C.
It's on. Oh,
C.
Or no.
Pablo as Mina doing DMX, I believe.
You tell us what's on television tonight. We tell you if you're intrigued. There's a fake text.
There it is.
Tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, the Field of Dreams game, Yankees and White Sox.
I'm torn on this because, for one, nostalgia is a powerful drug, and this is the Field of Dreams field built in Iowa, and I think it will be cool. It's kind of like a winter classic-y type thing, but for baseball. But at the same time, it's like, I'm sure it's super sponsored. I'm going to say yes. You know what? Let's take a look at the trailer, and I can change my mind, but I'm going to say yes. Okay, no.
Oh, already. The piano.
Never heard that before.
It took 30 years. And now they are here. The Yankees versus the White Sox on the Field of Dreams. Coverage begins Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, live on Fox.
All right, you know what? I'm sticking with yes, but in the way that, like, you watched the people do that tightrope walk over Grand Canyon, I'm just tuning in to see if any if any dead people show up, to be completely honest. Izzy, are you intrigued?
No. Can we make a new classic baseball movie, please? Like, because I'd like to, like, talk to Eloy Jimenez, for example, and ask him, like, do you know what this is? Because I don't. He probably looks at it as like, why are we playing baseball in the corn? What is this Field of Dreams? Never heard of it. James Earl, who? Kevin Costner, don't remember this one. No, thank you. So I don't really get it. We need a new baseball classic.
Wow, this is How Do You Do, Fellow Kids, with a skateboard over your back. Pablo, are you intrigued?
So I too am conditionally in. I feel like the corn as a thing that maybe you could like jump into to retrieve baseballs. Mm-hmm. I hope they can do that. I'm into creative.
But supposedly
ballparks.
You go into some other realm when you go through that cornfield, Pablo. They're probably afraid to jump through the cornfield.
Yeah,
well,
nice
I
realm.
Want them to jump in that cornfield. And I also, by the way, I do want, like, if you want to do like a Sandlot game, actually, if we're just going to like franchise this thing out, you have an actual giant dog patrolling the fence.
Yes.
I'm into that.
Yes.
What I am probably out on, though, is when someone inevitably, because it feels like that kind of a movie, when someone looks into the camera and just says, Field of Dreams. Because, of course, you got to say the title of the movie in the actual movie itself. I'm going to be out when that happens. But other than that, I think I'm in.
All right, that's it for Highly Questionable. Thank you so much for watching. If you want more Pablo Torre, you can listen to his podcast, ESPN Daily. If you want more Izzy Gutierrez, well, you're going to have to teach him how to swing a golf club. Happy birthday, Dad.
Mm. Oh, Katie's dead.
He's 64 today.
Good age.
64 is the new 44.